Welcome to the Retail Insider video interview series. I'm your host, Craig Patterson, and we're joined here today with a special guest. This is Christina Morrow. She's the founder of a women's martial arts activewear brand called Wicked Rose. Welcome, Christina.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And now just a quick word from our sponsor, Sajo, Canada's first specialized retail builder. Visit the link in our show notes to see Sajo's holistic approach and transdisciplinary team to explore and understand your needs. Now, back to our podcast.
How did you develop this brand here? And tell us a bit about your background in martial arts.
So I've been training Muay Thai for the last 6 years. So it's like kickboxing with elbows and knees. And our coaches would always ask the girls what we wanted for clothes. And the girls would be like, leggings and sports bras and shorts and things that fit. They'd be like, yeah, maybe one day. And they never got around to doing it. And so I started doing research, and there weren't any clothing brands specifically for women in martial arts. So all my friends were wearing like men's, unisex, child's extra large. So I really wanted to build something that was like high quality and performance oriented in the same way that there were things available for men, but even better. So everything's made just down the road in like Abbotsford, BC. I have a friend who's a tattoo artist. She does all the designs. So it's kind of like you get to try out and take off a tattoo. Size inclusive up to 5XL so that like everyone who comes to the brand is able to wear it, and making sure that it really like performs across all different sizes as well.
Is there quite a bit of a difference in design, say, from what men would wear versus women in martial arts for I guess leggings or bottoms or whatever they might be called?
That's a good question. So what we're making, they're called spats. They're basically like thin leggings made out of a spandex and polyester fabric. Men wear spat constantly because it is such a thin fabric that it's almost always see-through. So men will like, they'll put shorts over it, or they wear like long underwear, so they don't care. They don't mind if it's see-through. It'll have like a low waistband because men prefer that. And so when they try to make like women's spats, they're always see-through and they always have low waistbands. So they get pulled down to show people's like underwear. You can see people's underwear through them because they're see-through. So what we wanted to do was build a second layer of fabric into the thighs and butt. So it's like a seamless second layer that kind of comes down to cover. And then that allows like the design to be uninterrupted on the leg, but they're still squat proof. They're not see-through. And then we have a 3-inch high waistband that won't get pulled down, and it sits at like the most comfortable position on a woman's waist. So that's kind of the biggest difference between the two of them. But we were able to keep the like true spat fabric of the like thin spandex and polyester by doubling that up.
So you came up with a bit of a proprietary design, which is terrific. Did you have any help in that? Or tell me a bit about the technical nature of what you've designed here, specifically around women's performance gear.
I came into it without any like experience in the apparel industry or business. Like I got an arts degree at UBC. So, but obviously like I was my own target customer. Like I experienced the problem. I was like deeply immersed in the community. And so the way that I kind of bootlegged it was I went and like Googled best women's available like spats. So leggings and rash guards, the tops. And then looked at like Reddit threads and Google and forums just to find them. And then I went and bought like 3 different best options of each. And then I gave them to my friends who trained jujitsu, because that's what they're technically for, but they can be for any martial art or like anything athletic. Basically, they're just fancy leggings. And then I was like, wear these for training. Let me know what you like about them. Let me know what you don't like about them. And then came back, got them back and brought them to my manufacturer because she's just down the road. So it's so great to be able to like drive over there and have conversations and like work things out as opposed to having to fly to Vietnam or something. And I was just like, take the waistband from this one and the fabric from this one and the fit from this one. And then we kind of like Frankenstein them together. So the rash guard tops took probably like 6 iterations. And then the leggings have been like 13 because we were trying really hard not to double the fabric. But if it was not see-through, it was too thick. And if it was the right, like consistent, like thickness, then it was always see-through. And so that's why we ultimately decided to double it. And it's like not distracting. But yeah, so it was just kind of like a trial and error. And I also have a mentor, Christine, who spent 20 years as an executive, you know her, in product development at Nike and Adidas. So she's wonderful. She's been great as well.
I do know Christine, absolutely. Now, you mentioned a tattoo artist had done some of the artwork. We'll have some visuals on a screen here for those that are watching this on video. Tell me a bit about the design and how that came about, because you showed me some pictures before and I was blown away.
Yeah, Jin's amazing. So I met her initially at my like martial arts gym. She's originally from Korea. She was in Australia for a while, then she was over in Vancouver for a couple of years, and now she's back in Australia. But she is just like the most incredible tattoo artist. So I'm super lucky to be able to work with her. Like we would go get you know, drinks or like a coffee or something, and just kind of chat through like my design ideas. And then thankfully, she was able to take those ideas and turn them into this like absolutely incredible artwork, because I can think of the things, but I have no artistic skill. So it's really cool, because it's like, I think martial arts, especially as an industry, people love to be able to like express themselves through what they're wearing. But what's currently available is often like really gaudy and kind of ugly, and like it's a whole Power Man, like what's a Power Ranger suit, or like it's covered in sushis and it's neon blue, like it's really ugly. And so I wanted with Wicked Rose to find like the sort of balance of like style and class, but like self-expression. And it's really cool, because it's kind of like you get to try on and take off tattoos for training without the commitment of a long-term tattoo. And also, I'd like to explore partnering with different tattoo artists in the future, now that we have like our base garments, where it's like we've got, you know, the spats, the rash guards, the Muay Thai shorts, can do full collection drops, but potentially like featuring a different tattoo artist for each collection drop. So it's like scarcity, exclusive, you know, limited edition kind of thing. It'll be a little out of the ways, because I really love gin, but like in the future, it is something I'd like to explore.
Let's talk about a Kickstarter campaign launching on the 26th of March. You're hoping to raise some money. How's that going so far in terms of you've got some people in waiting to, I guess.
Yeah, so got almost 2,000 people on the wait list, which is really exciting. They all do martial arts. They're all super diehard, really excited about it. I have like another 120 people who already kind of have the matching long sleeve top. So I'm excited to be able to get the full spats, the full kit out to those guys. But yeah, I'm really excited about it. I'm really nervous. I mean, I honestly, I'm like betting the house on this. I'm pouring everything Wicked Rose has into it myself. It feels like it's going in the right direction, but there's no way to guarantee it. So I'm really hoping this will take off.
What are you hoping to get out of this in terms of growth, manufacturing, or marketing, or otherwise? Tell me a little bit about some of the activities you plan to move forward, because I think this is going to do well, just given that you've got 3,000 people waiting to purchase.
Fingers crossed, yeah. And honestly, I'm really happy with how the page is turning out so far in the video and everything. Like it has a good view, so fingers crossed. What I want to get out of it, so setting the goal at $10,000, because you want to put it at something you can hit ideally the first day or the first week. I'd like to blow past that $10,000, fingers crossed. I'm hoping that this will be the thing that really like kicks the brand off to the wider market, just because like there are 19 million monthly unique users that come to Kickstarter, be able to like access a whole new aspect of the market, but also people who maybe don't train martial arts. I've already sold the rash guard tops to people who want to wear them for skiing, running, walking their dog, and going to the grocery store and weightlifting. So that's pretty cool. I want to use the money for like being able to bring on a first employee, because right now it's just me. It's just been me for like 4 years. But I think being able to have another person to like help fuel the growth, I think will help us really move quicker. I struggle with social media. It's kind of like the bane of my existence, and I think that that is the way for brands to really kick off, through virality or like community building and things. So the first person that I want to hire is a social media manager and like marketing person who has experience with like scrappy startup building, basically. So that, and then being able to place larger orders will bring our cost of goods down. I'd like to explore using like novel fabrics in the future. So right now our technical gear is made out of like a recycled polyester from spandex, or spandex and polyester from plastic bottles, which is good. It's better than, you know, new polyester, but I know that there are a lot of companies who are trying to make like polyester-like fabric out of food waste or like compostable. And that's something I really want to explore, because the like activewear industry in general is obviously incredibly detrimental to the environment. And so being able to make like as small a footprint as possible while still having like really high performance technical gear is something that I want to really build towards.
That makes a lot of sense. Do you have any sort of, it might be a bit too early to talk about this, but any sort of vision around what the retail could look like in the future? Say, the brand really takes off, and you've got, 100,000 customers. Would you see this more, say, an online business, opening your own stores, wholesaling and other retailers? Do you have any sort of a vision off the top of your head currently on what might be next, for, say, the retail operations around the brand?
What a cool question. Yeah, I feel like nobody's ever actually asked me this question, which is really fun. So obviously right now we're going pretty cheaply direct to consumer, especially because we're manufactured in Canada. Like our cost of goods is pretty high, our margins aren't as good as if we were like, you know, getting it from somewhere where it's super cheap. which is sort of the reason that we haven't done a lot of like wholesaling through gyms, but it is something I'd like to explore in the future. Like pretty much every major activewear brand has started in a niche: Nike with track shoes, Lululemon with yoga, Gymshark with weightlifting. And so like the niche that we're starting in is martial arts, because I care really deeply about it. But I want to build the next like globally recognized, like massive activewear brand, because I think that like it is so long overdue that a woman founds an activewear brand specifically for women, because like all of them have been founded by men, even the ones for women: Lululemon, Aritzia, Aloe Yoga, Victoria's Secret. It is like so long overdue that a woman comes in and listens to the like wants, needs, and frustrations of women and creates the brand that I feel like has been missing and is like truly empowering, and not in like a sex sells kind of way, but like in a you can see yourself in, you know, the models and the messaging and the strength and the fit and the function. So that is kind of what I want to build into the future. And I do think there's the possibility of like a flagship store in the same way that Lululemon did it, or like partnering with SportCheck or something to reach the larger market, because it is, yes, it's martial arts wear, but it's also, it's just technical. It's just technical wear. It's just sweat wicking, breathable compression fabric, fitted to the body, you know, performs well kind of thing.
This is exciting. We're gonna have to follow this journey as it gets to retail after the Kickstarter campaign. It's a very compelling product. It's a beautiful looking product, something that hasn't really been out there. No, there's something like, was it 14 million women are involved in martial arts?
Yeah, exactly. Almost 14 million. So it's like 13.7 million women training martial arts globally. So there's about like 3 million women in the US, and then Canada, we're 1% of the total population. So probably maybe 300,000. But we've already sold to eight countries, 22 states, and 5 provinces.
Yeah, and it's so, a substantial. It's
getting
a,
out there.
It's a substantial market. And like you said, you can actually build it out beyond even martial arts potentially, where people are wearing it as I don't want to say athleisure, but maybe that is actually the right word.
Yeah, athleisure or like just a little more technical active wear, in the same way that like Nike or Lulu, you can wear it as athleisure, but you can also wear it for more, you know, like high intensity sports.
It makes a lot of sense.
I hope it's the thing, you know. Knicks raised $1 million on Kickstarter in 2015 for their bras, and that was really the thing that kicked them off. And at the time, that was like the largest women's brand raise on the platform kind of thing. But I'm hoping. I want to raise at least 100, if at least in an ideal world, especially because I have about $35,000 that I could max out on like debt for ads. And if I'm spending 35 on ads, I want 200, you know, like, so we'll see.
This has been a terrific conversation. I wish you the best of luck in the Kickstarter campaign coming out here. This has been Christina Morrow, founder of women's martial arts activewear brand Wicked Rose. Thank you so much for joining us here, Christina.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been super fun.
And I'm Craig Patterson. I'm the founder and publisher of Retail Insider, as well as the host of the Retail Insider video interview series. Thank you so much for joining us here today, whether or not it's on our YouTube channel or one of our podcast platforms. And be sure to subscribe if you haven't already on whatever platform you'd like to consume this on. Thank you again. Take care and bye for now.